Bassist vocalist Penny Queen Beads Amagne and guitarist keyboardist Rob Hound Dog Baskerville have been bringing the best of the blues to the Piedmont for 10 years as co-directors of the fabulous New River Blues Festival in Grassy Creek, North Carolina. Together they formed the King Bees, and they've been stinging and swinging for 25 years with the likes of Bo Diddley, Carrie Bell, B.B. King, Nappy Brown, and many other jazz luminaries. We're sampling from the title track from last year's King Bees release titled Carolina Bound.
There's ocean to the east, mountains to the west.
Penny and Rob are planning a big celebration of their quarter century mark of music making together with a concert Friday night, November 9th at 8 o'clock at the Zion Bar and Grill in Greensboro. They drop by WFDD to share their love of the blues.
Going to the Carolinas, where Carolina bound.
Penny Queen Bees Amagne and Rob Hound Dog Baskerville, welcome back.
Well, hello, David.
Thank you, David.
It's been a long time. And gosh, you know, I never say anybody's name on the show, but saying your names is so much fun. I got to. What is it with blues artists? It seems like more than even in the jazz world, you got to have a nickname. Where did that tradition start?
You've got to earn your nickname. You can't come up with it yourself, too.
Yeah. The ones that seems artificial are the ones that people make up for themselves, and they just sound bogus. You know, they don't work. But yeah. You need to be dubbed by an elder with one of those names, or with a fan dubbing you with it.
A fan named Queen Bee, and mine was just sort of bestowed upon me because of
when you have the last
Conan
name,
Doyle
Baskerville,
and
yeah.
Hound Dog Taylor for the blues, and they come
and
together.
And your dad was a hound dog,
yeah,
too.
He was.
So.
Hound dogs in the family.
Yes, it
nice.
Is.
Yeah, I didn't realize you had to earn your stripes and get your nickname. Hey, how did you – you told me this story once before, but I got to hear it again. Just how you all kind of discovered your common love for the blues.
Well, living in Boone, you are surrounded by lots of very fine musicians, most of whom do play old-time and bluegrass.
Yeah.
And, of course, then you get the students who are maybe playing alternative kind of rock stuff. But blues was not too much on the radar for people in the – in the high country in 1985 when we ran into each other, but we both were blues fans. And as disparate as our backgrounds were, when we found out the other one was into blues, the sparks flew, and we
that
knew we were
it.
Kindred spirits, and we decided to start going on blues pilgrimages to the Deep South, Mississippi and Alabama and Georgia, to find those people who were still making blues in the most authentic and rootsy way. And so we just teamed up and started traveling.
So our idea of a great July 4 weekend would be to go to Mississippi and hang out and drop by Frank Frost's place or Big Jack Johnson's place and say, "Hi, we love the blues." Hi there.
When you said that, it sounded so square the way you said that.
I'm sure that's
we
what they
were
felt.
Very green. Green square as a pool table or however they say it.
Right, that was us. But we were determined because we loved it. And these are our heroes. I mean, these are people like, you know, we had their records, but it was like, man, we can meet these people in person. Wouldn't that be cool? And then pretty soon it was like, we can play with these people.
Let me make everything all right.
My thanks to Rob Hound Dog Baskerville and Penny Queen Bees Amagne, the King Bees. We've been sampling from their CD Carolina Bound throughout the show. They're co-directors of the New River Blues Festival, bringing the luminaries and lifeblood of blues to the heart of rural Appalachia for 10 years over in Grassy Creek. This year marks Penny and Rob's 25th anniversary, stinging and swinging all across this great land of ours, and you're invited to help them celebrate Friday night, November 9th at 8 o'clock at the Zion Bar and Grill in Greensboro. You'll find links to more information at wfdd.org. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.